This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome in Cleveland to a new kind of era in Cleveland Browns football. That open, courtesy of the University Hospitals Browns Radio Network and our guy, Jake Murren, not on the board.
Yes.
We have Dan Menigan currently on the board.
Yes.
We've got the Ginger Saint of Cleveland sports doing the 2020s today. It is a locked and loaded show. The latest news is that Pete Carroll has been fired for Las Vegas. Don't worry. Tom Brady, the owner, is going to solve all the things. Don't worry about that. Jonathan Gannon, Cleveland's own, out in Arizona. And, of course, Kevin Stefanski is no longer the Browns head coach, but Andrew Berry's still here. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How's it going today? You sound really upbeat. Almost, dare I say, excited about this.
Not excited. I think this was the culmination, right? Like, I think if you've been paying attention, like you and I tend to do, the Browns executed the playbook flawlessly, right? Jimmy said the right things in April at the owners' meetings. I think it was March in the owners' meetings. Hey, We own that. We all own that. And then you transition to the quarterback market where you made sure that there was no head coach on the planet that could win with that. Then you go into the season, you struggle, you trade the incumbent starting quarterback to go to the head coach's quarterback. When that doesn't work, you go to the third string quarterback, the fifth round quarterback. All the while, the GM is nowhere to be seen or found. As a matter of fact, for the first time in his history with the Browns, he skips the bye week presser, putting it on the trade deadline presser, which puts it all on the head coach. And then today, after weeks of speculation, you found your fall guy. You found the guy who's the reason why all the good feelings are gone. And then Kevin said, now it's all better. The Browns are all better.
Yeah, it's definitely not all better. And if I'm if I'm Andrew Berry, I'd be very cautious about some of the stories he was trying to tell today, because you might end up like Pesci and Goodfellas when this is all said and done. You might end up blindsided 3 weeks from now with a head coach that decides that you don't really belong here.
I can't say that I watched a lot of the show Succession.
Love Succession. It's one of my favorite shows.
I think I was like a Billions guy and they just never
around. Yeah, but they should have interconnected. They're both kind of the same.
I should, but I got tribal very early on and I stood with Bobby Axelrod. I'll just be honest about that. But in what I've seen of Succession, This season played out like that.
Well, I mean,
I don't know who Greg is. I don't know who Tom Wamsgams is, But I know. But I know. Kieran Culkin. He's
gotta,
in there somewhere.
You got to break a few Gregs to make a Tomlin. You know exactly.
I do know that line.
I like the references that you have here today. Yeah, it's like Wamsgams all of a sudden winning out here. Tom, the least likely candidate, ends up winning out. But is it? Hold on, that doesn't seem right, because Andrew Berry wasn't the least likely to win this battle, was he?
No. As a matter of fact, I think we've called for a minute how this was going to play out, that Kevin was going to be the fall guy because I think Andrew endeared himself a little bit more to ownership. I think he kept Haslam's ear a little bit more. And I think Andrew Berry got the drop on Kevin Stefanski.
Here's where it plays out.
But he loves and respects him.
Well, so
I would need you to know that these thought partners, that's a lifetime bromance.
Which, by the way, Andrew Berry totally in telling that story today about his daughter and his 4-year-old kid being like, I had to tell my kid that, you know, Kevin isn't going to, we might have to part ways with Kevin Stefanski. And then the kid asking, well, can we still play with Kevin? Okay, fine. But what you told everyone is that you clearly had this conversation. You came up with the idea that you were firing Stefanski a long time ago. This didn't just happen this morning that you had this conversation with your daughter. I promise you it didn't happen just this morning. And so, but ultimately, why he wins out in secession style, in billion style, whatever style you want to make, you got to be friends with the kingmaker.
Yeah.
You got to get to the right hand of the person that actually makes the decisions and makes the calls. And the brilliant stroke of genius that Andrew Berry had in all of this, it wasn't being good at his job. None of that is defensible. It's the idea that he got to the right hand side of Haslam while shoving Dee Podesta out the door. And in the meanwhile, basically putting it all on Kevin Stefanski as well. Like, it's job preservation 101.
So we're stuck in this weird spot here where I think you and I both saw the merit in firing Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
And yet I also look at this and go, this is more, in my opinion, fall guy-ism, where every year, even when they've succeeded, like when they went 11-6 and Joe Flacco led them to the playoffs, they still had to find a fall guy for Deshaun Watson.
Every year going back to Joe Woods, they've done it.
Baker Mayfield was a fall guy. Joe Woods, and by the way, some of these guys deserve, it was rightful grounds for termination or separation with these guys. Mm-hmm. But yet the process matters. I thought Jimmy Haslam's press conference today was weirder than hell. I appreciate his attempts at honesty. The logic doesn't seem to be there on some of those things, but I appreciate him doing it. But cutting it off after, I believe, 7 or 8 questions in roughly 10 minutes was weird.
Oh, he missed Daryl's question. Daryl was big mad about that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Daryl was trying to ask a question, and he never got there. They never got to Daryl's question.
Yeah.
He went on Baskin and Phelps, and first thing he said out of the gate was, it'd be nice to ask a question at these press conferences.
It would be nice if the owner's going to be there and the crescendo, whatever the hell the opening is there, the lobby.
The lobby, yeah.
It'd be great if you could just...
Not the Dan lobby, actual lobby.
Yeah, no, we are pro Dan lobby. The lobby in Berea, I'm out.
Just want to make sure they're not doing broadcasts from inside Dan lobby.
So I thought the Jimmy thing was a bit of a train wreck. I do think, whether you liked it or not, I do think Andrew served some humanity into this scenario, even if he was the guy holding the knife. So it's just this weird situation of, I think there are rightful reasons why Kevin Stefanski is no longer the head coach. And I also then look back at who decided he's no longer the head coach, how the process came about, what mattered and what didn't, and think today also they tried, but it also falls a little bit in the disingenuous category. It was a weird day. Like, it really has been a weird, unsettling day. The thing that you normally get, hey, this guy, he was the problem, bleep that guy, we got rid of him. Daddy's back, right? Like, that's the kind of thing you're used to on this. And I don't know how you can come away from this week, this weekend, this scenario and go, oh, we got it.
Well, there are still so many people,
Nick. We're so good right now.
There's so many people that just don't believe in Andrew Berry. And they will never believe in Andrew Berry, to the point where if we had the number 1 or number 2 overall pick this year, the reason why they'd say don't take quarterback is because they don't trust Andrew Berry. So as long as he's still here, there's going to be an amount of people that are just frustrated and are bitter about how this situation is going. But then it also goes a little bit deeper, right? As long as Haslam's the owner here, I sound like Mike Florio now. As long as Haslam's the owner here,
are you just making things up and presenting it as fact?
No, just everything is always Haslam's fault and it's Haslam's problem and he's the reason why everything is failing.
Cleveland winners, Haslam's
fault. That's like classic Florio 101 is just go to like anytime he gets trapped in a Browns convo. It's like, and you're never going to win because of Haslam. But right now, I don't have much evidence to point to reasons why he's wrong in those discussions. And so, like, there's a defeating nature to all of this, and understanding that you had to get rid of Stefanski. But in keeping Barry and having the structure the way it is right now, it doesn't seem like anything's going to get that much better anytime soon.
Yeah, and I do think the lack of clarity on what candidates are going to be the right guys, what candidates are going to be the wrong guy, how this search plays out, I do think that probably the ambiguity, but it's the best word I can think of. I don't think that helps you in this scenario if you're the Browns. It's just, it's so weird because this situation was unlike any we've really had in the previous times where a head coach has been fired. There's been such overwhelming evidence and literally one, maybe two positives to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of things that I think it's okay to espouse that you thought Kevin Stefanski meant to the Browns. The stability brought to the organization, as much as it might have driven us crazy. Some of the press conference stuff where he didn't let stuff get out. Like, the fact that there was a time where I think a lot of us thought Kevin could really call some plays and script up an offense. There were things that I think Kevin did well, and I think it's weird to be in a position where a guy got fired that probably should have gotten fired by how the NFL works, and yet the guy left in power, even if it's a transitional period, because that was said multiple times and I don't think anybody's touched on it enough, even in a transitional period, he's the guy who he definitively deserved to get fired worse. I understand the generality of why it happened, but I don't think that's helping me resolve whatever. And here's the other thing. I'm not really that upset by this season. Like, I've heard people...
Well, it ended on a high, and that's the interesting part about this.
So, yeah, that totally fair.
The final 2 weeks makes it very, very weird.
The final 3 weeks. I thought they played really, really well against the Bills.
And the players showed a fight that we hadn't seen them really display in the majority of the time that Stefanski had been there. Stefanski himself, once again, showed more emotion than I've ever seen him show on the sidelines.
Aggressive butt
two
slaps.
Weeks in a row. This is how I know that he was gone for 2 weeks, though. This is it. I told you this is going to happen. I've never seen him want this more. Spite store. Larry David Spite store.
I don't hate
Latte it. Larry's.
I don't hate it.
Stefanski, this was his spite store. This
you
is
go
what
full
this was.
Lovie Smith better than Lovie Smith. I got to begrudgingly respect you.
I'm convinced of it. And also because the idea that, I remember we talked about it earlier in the week, the idea of like, could two wins possibly save him? Well, he won two games. It didn't matter at all. Not in the slightest bit, but he got those guys to play hard. It was the first time in forever we saw that.
Well, and I just think like, I know we're going to play the Haslam sound at some point in the show. Guys, Vegas said they were a 5.5 win team.
They won five games.
Yeah. And they did the thing that I haven't seen a team do this side of Eric Mangini, which is they stayed in it and they played some good quality football. They went 3-4 down the stretch. They didn't collapse. And again, I can't stress this enough. I fired Kevin Stefanski again 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then the next week, I fired him double.
I fired him a year and a half ago.
Like, we fired him together.
We did. It was the Pittsburgh game last year.
We had a little seance. We held hands. There was a kumbaya circle. There was a trust
chamber. It got a little weird, guys. It got a little weird.
It was thought partners, and I'm not going to apologize for a damn minute of it. But it's so weird that I'm sitting here with these conflicted feelings about where this organization is and where what happened with Kevin. And honestly, I respect trying to present the human side of it, but that makes it weirder when you're like, we're going to be friends for life.
I know that part was definitely weird.
After I fired your ass out of a cannon.
Well, all right. So it sounds like you didn't get enough of a pound of flesh, so to speak. It sounded like you wanted a little bit more. And I think there's some fans out there that wanted a little bit more.
I think I'm on the opposite side. I ended up in a spot where
they did too much?
No.
As if Dee Podesta just being gone would have been enough?
I don't know there's anything they could have done that satiated how I feel about where the organization is, because on some level...
Why do people feel crappy about this? I'm so confused.
What
happened here? He won five games. He's won eight games in 2 years. Yep. Why is this the reaction today?
Because I don't think he's the biggest problem.
You're not alone in this.
I see
it everywhere. It feels like almost like everyone talked about it. Everyone wanted it. And then when you actually got it, it's like, oh, poor Kev.
Like, well, no, I don't think it's poor Kevin.
That's kind of the vibe that I'm getting right now.
Because he got what happened.
He deserved to have what happened.
Well, no. If you go by how the NFL works, this is what happens to coaches that win eight
now,
games
is the
six.
Problem here is that it didn't just happen. It only happened to him, and it didn't happen to Andrew Berry. Is that really the crux of this?
As if
we wanted to see more?
I think the problem is, how can you look at this and go, oh, they got this. Like, the owner is trusting the GM, who is the biggest reason for failure the last 6 years, to run a head coaching search. So he's probably not just going to get a promotion in terms of the title. He's probably going to get a promotion in terms of he's probably going to be in charge of the head coach. How do you make the worst trade in NFL history? And then you get a better job.
Okay, so
that doesn't make any friggin' sense.
If the disease has infected the body, you haven't given it the right antibodies yet to go ahead and clear it out.
It was all a little kumbaya for me today. It's like, no, this was Game of Thrones. This was Succession. This was Dirty Business. And no matter whether there are grounds for Dirty Business or not, it's just a weird spot to then go. Like, I think there are good head coaches out there. I think there are coaches that can be what Kevin wasn't, and I think that might be the missing point, like the missing piece. I think they need something that Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry are not, and that is a leader of men and somebody that I think fans can look to and have confidence. Mm-hmm. That's not an offensive coach, a defensive coach, a DBs coach, a special teams coach. That's a trait. These guys going to be the ones to do it?
Well, and the concern there is that Andrew Berry is going to hire what his culture is. Andrew Berry is going to hire... it's funny, I was talking about Mike McCarthy earlier today, and it's like the instant reaction was like, no, you can't do McCarthy. Too much of a meathead. It's never going to work. Andrew Berry would want... He's an analytical guy. It would never work to hire somebody that people have equated to mashed potatoes. Like, it's not going to... That's not a thing that you get to do. And it's like, well, hold on. So that leader of men, that person that we're talking about, there's a whole X category of coaches that just get ripped off because he doesn't fit Andrew Berry's culture. That's a big problem, Nick.
I also think today felt...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like a soft launch of, man, we had so much success together, and go with God, my son. It's just, It felt, there were parts of it that felt self-congratulatory. Like, I just, I listen, I think that the devil is always in the details. And I certainly, Kevin's going to be fine. Kevin might end up with a better job, or he might end up with a job that maybe he feels better about with more power.
Early prediction is the Raiders, by the way, for those keeping score at home, for myself.
That's interesting because of Mendoza. I think Mendoza is everything he's wanted to be.
You got a lot of talent there. I think that's the spot.
Tom Brady's going to be Jimmy Haslam without the full stake in ownership, though. Just a word of warning there.
No, he got practice then.
That's true.
You know, it's a big warm-up.
Well, but he's never done with a minority owner. That's a real pain in the Budinski. But no, I mean, so like, you can be, I think, a little wistful about, man, there were some really good times and that's over. I don't think it's that. I just think it's a weird situation. And that doesn't mean the Browns can't come out of this. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, I'm not fatalistic on this. If you run a good search, you can find the right head coach. I don't know they will, but you can do this. But it just feels like they were very ambitious with how they were going to present this and how they were going to do this. And I just think more of it fell flat. More of it felt like self-service, self-mythologizing than it did the truth. And one of the biggest things I need from these guys going forward is I need better than rhymes with the truth. I do. And I think that's where a good head coach can do the things that maybe Kevin didn't do on the fan service side of things that mm-hmm. I think are incredibly important on the off chance you have two bad years back-to-back.
I mean, that's the goal. That's the dream of it all. Just whether or not Andrew Berry is going to be open enough to see that person into the building now. But I'm still holding out some sense of wait 3 weeks from now. See what Jacksonville did last year. Just wait and see how this all goes down. They sounded very committed to Andrew, but I...
Going for the Liam Cohen, yeah. Not in my house, Trent Baalke.
Yeah, and here you go, Gladstone. You come on in. It's just the head coach they hire is going to, I hope, has a lot of say in everything, and to the point where they might just turn around and say, Andrew Berry, kick rocks.
So obviously today is going to be a lot about what you guys think. We do want to hear from you today. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says... At Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Don't forget to follow us along in the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well. We want to see you guys out there. We'll see you in the YouTube chats. For the love of God, be civil today. All right.
Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis, girl.
Let's get them going, Cornlito.
Hit to like the video. Make sure to subscribe to 92.3 The Fan. But 216-474-0092. We haven't really gotten into the meat of what we're going to get into, which is, was Stefanski the fall guy? I think he could have been incredibly fireable and somehow still, you know, the fall guy. Rosters in transition and friction. Offense taken by Jimmy Haslam in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Andrew Berry saying some words today in Berea. I thought everybody tried to do something today. I don't know the messages lined up. Like, I got the sense from Jimmy Haslam that, you know, 5 wins, 8 wins in 2 years is not enough.
Yeah.
And then Kevin kind of went to the process over results kind of side of things. So I respect them for trying. I really do. I want to say that because I've said some things that are pretty pointed and critical of them. But, like, I don't know. It's a little tough for me. Again, fired Kevin Stefanski 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I am not above this. I am in this mess with all of you. We're going to hear from more of you. I'm sure several of you agreed with what happened today, even if some of you don't. All of these are fair takes. I thought one of the things I thought frustrating over the weekend is everybody painted this like it was black and white and it was so easy. It's like, no, it's a bleep show. Where you are is not a good spot. You could go 100 different directions and none of them could work, and all of them could work to some degree. This isn't a clear and concise, pretty picture that you can paint. It's not. I think it's easier to point to guys getting fired and everybody getting fired. But I just think, like, I do think there's a little bit of talking out of both sides of your mouth when firing Kevin Stefanski to say this was a period of transition. Point to what the quarterback room was this year and then be like, but, you know, process, results, neither of them really worked out.
Well,
here.
Yeah, so if you're going to call it a transition, that would basically make it seem as if for the last couple of years you were trying to lose games. You weren't really trying to win games. And if that was the goal, then you'd say Stefanski accomplished that goal.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. There's a cross here that doesn't exactly fit together. But even, like, there's all sorts of different moments today where it didn't seem like they were aligned. Haslam at one point talked about how Jim Schwartz has got to be here next year and he's got to be the guy. And then Andrew Berry's like, well, it's up to the new new head coach.
Yeah.
Like there's so many parts of this organization that seems like, for all the thought partnership and all the alignment that they go for, it often seems like they don't really know what the hell's going on between the alignment.
Yeah, I think individually, Haslam and Barry tried to do what they thought was best. And on some level, I appreciate Jimmy's blunt forced honesty, even if I do not agree with half of what he said.
Yeah.
I at least respect that.
And it was Andrew Barry, too. He came out and he was like, I own it. I own what's happened the last 2 years.
That's the frustration. You don't own it.
He did, because you got
a promotion out of this.
He did within reason, right? We can't ask him to go up to the podium and fire himself. That's never going to happen.
Have you heard of Harry Carey?
Is he going to turn?
Or Hari Kari? I'm not talking about a moonful of cheese or anything like
Wait,
that.
Wait, now I'm confused. Are we talking about baseball announcers, or are we talking about Asian practices of trying to...
If you had your own sword, would you fall on it?
That was ridiculous. Even by your standards, ridiculous.
Thank you.
But I don't know. It's so tough. And now Harry Carey's got me completely distracted. It's got me thrown off. But Andrew Barry can't fire himself. He's not going to do that. He's not going to go up to the podium and be like, no, I refuse to be the right-hand guy that Haslam has now made me and appointed me.
But he could have. I'm just saying.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
Think of the respect.
That would be so dumb.
Think of the legend basis.
No.
If Andrew Barry's like...
That's not how this works.
No, if you were really a thought partner, you would have thought partnered yourself into a new zip code.
Listen, if we all of a sudden have bad ratings, we have good ratings right now, great ratings right now. Now
the, best ratings.
The best
Many
ratings.
Many people are saying the best ratings.
If we had bad ratings, though, you're not going to be like, you know what, guys? I'm going to take myself off this show. It's for the good of the show. I'm going to step away and I'll find a job in Milwaukee. We're fine.
Okay, but I also wouldn't.
Let's do that. No, you're not going to do that. That's stupid.
I wouldn't also come out and tout the success we've had while saying friends for life. Even if I stood by as again, I don't think Andrew, just in full transparency, I don't necessarily believe it was Andrew Barry's full decision to fire Kevin.
By the way,
Kevin.
I think Andrew Barry believes they're friends for life. I don't think it's caught up to him that people don't like to be fired and bus tossed the way that this went down. Andrew Barry seems like such a kind and gentle soul, even though he's obviously the architect of all this, that I feel like he's not even aware that Kevin does not really like him.
And I'm going to let him have that.
Just a complete lack of awareness of that.
It's a period of transition, and you got...
He thinks Kevin's like the uncle to his kids now. It's weird.
I think it was more the way he presented it. I respect the attempt. It just kind of fell flat.
Can we still play with Kevin? Yeah, okay. You want a goober?
If you want to move to New York with him, sure. I do want to get to some calls on this. But, again, the message is I don't think they landed the plane. I think they tried. I don't think we have the kind of clarity you usually get when somebody gets fired, because I think they maybe were just too ambitious with what they tried to do with their messaging today, and the fact that they weren't on the same page on several things doesn't help this. But the temerity, the unmitigated gall of Jimmy Haslam to take umbrage today. I was cooking eggs for Vanessa this morning,
mm-hmm.
sipping on some iced coffee. It had sugar in it. Don't judge me. I'm fat. But I'm sitting there scrambling some eggs, and I hear Jimmy Haslam being asked about if there were fractures in the relationship of Barry and Stefanski leading up to Kevin Stefanski getting fired. And you get to hear a man who will not abide that kind of questioning.
Some of you said this is a dysfunctional building. I take huge exception to that. They talk all the time. Their offices are basically next door to each other. Is there tension in the building? Of course. This is a hard business, and there's lots of stuff going on. But the two of them work together extremely well.
But obviously they didn't, as evidenced by one just being fired.
And the fact they won 8 games in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like
I get him taking umbrage or whatever the hell he said with the whole idea.
Here's the hands. He had political hands going hard.
I talk with my hands a lot, so I can't even be that guy.
If you watch the whole press conference, he went kung fu fighting halfway through that answer.
Yeah, it's not successful. No part of it's successful. You can't even try to claim that this is successful. So like from that perspective, you were just being a blowhard in the moment is all that was.
Hey, you can say a lot of things about this organization, but we are not dysfunctional. I did just fire Kevin Stefanski. Okay.
And the prevailing thought now is that you didn't fire enough people. In a year where you fired Stefanski and Di Podesta, you didn't fire enough people.
By the way, if you're really about thought partnering, and let's all get on the same page, telling people that how they think when they see apparent dysfunction, a little Mussolini for me. A little dictator for me. Although I was trying to think of a dictator that maybe somebody wouldn't take complete umbrage with.
Mussolini?
There are certain no-fly lists, all right? There are certain guys.
Yeah, you and Volnick already covered all those people.
Eastern European fellas. I feel like Mussolini's kind of the safe haven of...
Safe?
You're acting a little dictatory without putting an unforgivable name on it.
You think Mussolini and you think safe?
It's safer than the other guy.
Yeah, everyone in history is safer than the other guy.
Pol Pot? Am I going to go Pol Pot? That's not going to shine well on me.
No, well, you can't even go Napoleon or else people just think you're making short jokes.
And then I'll start.
You've exhausted them with Dylan Gabriel too many this year.
No, I have not. I will get all my short kings in a row there. He's literally a short king.
Yeah, I got it.
Levels. 216. We're thought partnering here. 216-474-0092. Anytime we just get to a dead end in a conversation.
Yeah.
We already do, hey, we're having fun here. I think we're thought partnering here. I think we got to throw it into the mix, right? Throw a little flavor on there, Guy Fieri.
Sorry, I'm just reading all the problems that Mussolini caused in his life.
I didn't say he was great.
There's a lot of them, Nick.
Name me the friendly dictator that I can mention.
I don't know. I'll come up with one.
All right. So Mike in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
It would be Julius Caesar.
Oh, damn, Mike. Where were you 3 minutes ago? We could have avoided all of this.
You just let me on.
That's fair.
He was actually sitting there minutes ago being like, it's Caesar. Say Caesar.
You idiot. It's Caesar.
He said about a dictator. And I said Julius Caesar. So what do you want from me?
I think you've given me everything I want.
So when you were talking about Napoleon and, all right, he was too small. He couldn't even get on his horse. But let's not go into history because I don't have time for that.
That's fair. Neither do we. What do you got on Stefanski's firing?
All right. So I just want to talk to you boys. I love you guys. You know that I do.
Mm.
With all that is going on today and me being the person that I am, a Cleveland lover, I would say Jim Schwartz, head coach. I want John Gannon, defensive coordinator.
Okay.
And
Jai Walker is the OC.
He can do special teams. But you have to understand, I grew up two doors away from him, and he's younger than me. So I taught this kid a lot of stuff. Okay? We're Ignatius boys. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. You were close.
You were close.
They good awareness by you.
I'm barely here.
Good awareness to understand.
And I want Tommy Rees. No, my mom and his mom walk together.
All right, Mike. I love you, buddy.
There's a lot of people in Mike's life that just hang up on him, by the way.
Julius Caesar.
they hang up on him. He's got every phone call he has in life, he's got to be like, are you still there?
You got the drop on me.
Are you still there?
You got the drop on me with Mussolini. I appreciate that. I think that's where it ended. 216-474-0092. We are reacting to the Browns firing Kevin Stefanski. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? But 216-474-0092 was Kevin Stefanski, the fall guy. Mark, Todd, JJ, other Mike. I don't mean that other. I'm not trying to other you, Mike. I'm just
Todd's
saying
call you call us as coaching candidates. I thought it said coaching Canadians. I said we're going in a different direction here.
Do we have to jump right to...
That's kind of how people have been doing this in a weird way today. They haven't had any reaction. It's instantly. And by the way, weird shock of today. Didn't see the support for Jim Schwartz coming the way that it has.
I don't hate it. I don't know he's my guy.
I did not see it coming as ferociously as it has. Everyone is putting up in their top categories Jim Schwartz.
216-474-0092 was Kevin Stefanski, the fall guy. And I think this is where we're going. Should the Browns have just cleaned house? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. As of right now, four head coaches fired on top of the head coaches previously fired leading into Week 18. Pete Carroll is out in Vegas. Jonathan Gannon, Cleveland's own, is out in Arizona. Kevin Stefanski's out. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? And Raheem Morris is out. It's interesting. All the 50-50 guys to this point, guys who, you know, big-name reporters said, I think it's 50-50, could get fired. Every single one of them got fired. John Gannon was a 50-50 guy. Mm-hmm. Raheem Morris was a could-go-either-way guy. Even Kevin, for a lot of people, up until like Saturday night when the reports really came in that the Browns were expecting to move on from him, Even Kevin was seen as a 50-50 guy until late in the week.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I listened to a little Cowher today, and Jason McIntyre popped in, and they're going over the different coaches and stuff. And he's like, oh, real surprise in Cleveland. They fired Stefanski. I don't get it. And it's like, was it really that much of a surprise to people? Like, I thought we kind of covered the bases here. I thought we'd kind of come to this conclusion a few weeks back.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone could be surprised. It is interesting, though, the different emotions that have hit me in processing all the news, and it's interesting. I have some bit of a defense. I think it's thin, but some bit of a defense for Kevin. I don't really buy the defense of Andrew, which we'll get into. And it's really just, it's kind of weighting the scales of justice when it comes to Andrew and what he's done and what he hasn't done. But I think what's interesting is the only real defense I could come to why Andrew Berry's going to be the guy to hire the head coach and lead this transition period going forward, since we're just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Talking in corporate jargon and not like humans.
How he's always talked.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think the best reason that I can say I'm a little bit better off that Andrew Berry's still here, Jimmy Haslam isn't running this search by himself.
He's at least got somebody instead of like what they're doing in Atlanta, where you got like two different consulting groups.
doing different jobs. Yeah. Rich McKay, who's been the head of like business operations for Atlanta for like 15 years, he got fired too.
But remember, for years it used to be like our buddy Ernie Accorsi used to get hired by all these different places, and they'd pay him like $500,000 to give these search results and do the candidate stuff that basically you could just find like as a Sports Illustrated article online right now.
I think we should interview Matt Nagy.
I'm gonna say
the unpopular thing right now.
Like
that's what I'm getting paid for.
Biggest con in life. Every year, somebody would hire Ernie Accorsi and pay him $500,000 to come in and put together a list and then slide that list across the table as if that's the only list that they should listen to.
Yeah, so I guess in the pantheon of who I trust to run a search, Jimmy's all the way down there at the bottom. Then there's Corn Ferry, just above him.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's any other consultant that comes in, recommends something. You either hire the guy or you don't. And then they have no culpability when that doesn't go well.
Right, right.
And then you're back to square one. And then I think there's Andrew Berry. Right?
Okay, so you feel good about this. You feel good about Andrew Berry. Well, he's at the top. He beats out the consultant firms.
Yeah, but none of these were good options.
No.
It's a top of a crap pile that I'm choosing from.
Well, and that kind of seems like the head coaching candidacies that we have right now to choose from anyway.
I said disagree. I think there's a lot of guys. I just don't know they're going to interview them. Because of what you said earlier, which is... you interview a guy that might actually be able to stand up to Andrew?
Yeah, he doesn't want that. And him getting his guy is going to... because remember, he didn't have a say in Stefanski's hiring at all. That's not reality, and we just lost power here.
I think we did.
Oh, and we're back!
Look at that. Never missed a beat. Y'all are welcome.
Well, I could have done the show in the dark, but then YouTube, I got worried for YouTube. I didn't know if YouTube wanted us to keep
Nick
going
and
that
JP
way.
JP after dark.
There we go.
We loosen a button. Jax, real quick, can you double check that our phones are working? Just double check that a couple of our
listeners
are
still on the air. Make sure this thing is still exists.
I don't care. I'm going to talk regardless. We'll be talking.
I'm here till 7.
But that was weird. We're just
I've never seen that happen here.
That was weird. Now, all this being said, though, like I continue to come back to... It really is a weird, like, I feel better with Andrew leading the charge than Jimmy, but I still don't know.
Well, how open is he going to be? That's really the question I want to know. Is he going to be able to shoot from the entire stretch of candidates that we're talking about, or is he going to do what I think he's going to do, which is going to narrow himself down to people that basically it might even end up being a Kevin Stefanski clone. There's a reason why Clint Kubiak is getting the run that he's getting right now. He's the closest thing to Stefanski without being named Kevin Stefanski that you can find. And so, like, there's going to be something that is appetizing to Andrew Berry about that. Andrew Berry knew they just needed change. I think Andrew Berry still really likes Kevin Stefanski. I really do. I just think he knew that it'd run its course. And so if you can hire his doppelganger, I don't know why he wouldn't like that.
Yeah, and
Stefanski was a fall guy. Stefanski was his puppet for so many years, at least Haslam's puppet. He did his bidding.
And I think ultimately that's where some of the lack of clarity is. Because where you're driving at is kind of also where I'm at when it's like the Browns didn't have enough success in 6 years. But I don't think the organizational culture, like when people say full reset, and this again, why I struggle with where this is and who they chose to stay and who they chose to go. When I think of clean house, I think of John Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens being as dysfunctional as you can get. I think of Sashi Brown and Hugh Jackson leaking things to the press as often as they can to make each other look bad to try and win a power. So I don't think that's what happened here. It was some dirty work. But it was as nice as dirty work's going to get between Stefanski, Berry, and DePodesta.
Yeah.
So I really am stuck between, I guess somebody had to stay, and I guess I'd rather Andrew make this higher than,
well, was it
than,
too radical?
Than Jimmy.
Was it too radical for Haslam to just say everyone that's associated with Stefanski and then Berry as well, you all just get taken out to the curb?
Yes, because it's trusting Jimmy.
And that would have put Jimmy at the front of it.
I would do anything for the Browns, but I won't do that. I'll go full meatloaf on that one.
That's fine. Although he probably would have ended up having to hire the consulting firm that we're talking about, and then they would have come in, and then there would have been a whole brand new search. Kind of like what happened to the Chiefs so many years ago, and then they landed then on Andy Reid and John Dorsey. Like, it worked out well for him.
I do want to get to Jimmy Haslam's defenses of Andrew Berry, but we're going to get to that in the next segment. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns have cleaned house today instead of just firing Kevin Stefanski? Was your bloodlust met? That's really what we want to know here.
Yeah, it seems like for a lot of people it wasn't. It seems like for a lot of people they fell short today.
And in fairness, something that I don't know that I've said directly, that I've kind of gotten around to, I don't know you could have.
Well, I just don't know.
It's just such a weird, precarious situation that they're in with so many different kinds of failures. And honestly, the season wasn't as bad as last. I think that's also taking some mistakes.
Unless you got rid of anyone. If I told you at the beginning of the season, the end result would be a lackluster year, but you'd have no Di Podesta and no Stefanski, you'd be like, whoa. Oh, they really did a lot. Di Podesta's gone? Stefanski's gone too? Like, that's a lot of pieces that they changed, but for some reason, we're not looking at it that way today.
We would have danced in the streets about some fella named San Diego Paul. JJ in North Carolina, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing all right.
Just looking at it a little bit in the wrong sense. I'm kind of happy. I heard y'all say earlier, you know, that he was a really good play caller. Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think we said that, by the way.
I said we thought that once upon a time. A little different.
Okay. Once upon a time. And that time has passed. It's time for a change. It ain't always good to change both guys. You know, last year Barry had a really good draft, and quiet as kept, he made good trades. He get good players on good deals. Why trade him? You can, because Stefanski, the play calling was after we made the playoffs, we won a playoff game that he wasn't even a part of. And then after that, it was all downhill.
See,
you know?
I will tell you, real quick, JJ, and I thank you for the call. I don't love that. I know that's been a popular ism in Cleveland to not give Kevin the credit for it, and you would be factually correct to say Kevin was in his basement being a part of this thing while Mike Prefer was. I get that. At some point, we can give the guy some accomplishments. I think 2-time coach of the year is a bogus thing because it's voted on. Mm-hmm. That's a narrative thing. That's an opinion thing. I can give him credit for winning a playoff game and fostering an environment that took the Browns from Freddie Kitchens to that first year.
You know, he definitely gets credit. He's the best head coach the Browns have had since 1999. Unfortunately, yeah. Being the best coach the Browns have had since 1999...
It's a bit dubious.
Well, it just doesn't keep your job for 75 years.
Yeah.
After 6 years, you lose your job. Yes, you still have all the... everything that comes with that distinction, but it's not the great accomplishment that I think a lot of people painted as.
But here's just to the specific of what JJ was talking about, that he is happy, that he thinks it's going in the right direction. And so maybe that answers the question of whether the Browns should have cleaned house. Here's the problem. You can give me every positive that Andrew Berry has done. You can give me Harold Finn and Jr. I love watching Harold this year. Quinshon was fantastic this year before he got hurt. And before
the Campbell trade, the Collins signing in the offseason. There's a couple things to go off of.
Not one single thing. When you combine it together, none of them outweigh the worst trade in NFL history.
Right.
And it has been reported upon endlessly that that was an Andrew Berry-led, along with Paul Di Podesta, juncture. And not until today do we get Kevin Stefanski's camp telling Pete Prisco, hey, I don't want to do anything with that.
Yeah, I don't know about that, by the way. Pete's not going to be the first one to be like, Pete's got a lot of inside stuff. We've never connected Pete Prisco to Kevin Stefanski.
Till today.
Yeah, we've never done that.
Found the canary in the coal mine. Prisco, I'm on your ass.
Yeah, I don't think Stefanski was out there telling Prisco narratives. I think he heard it from somebody else and ran with it. But like, there's probably some truth in it.
As a journalist.
But this is the reality of it all, Nick, is that sports journalist is a little bit different. The reality of it all is that this is part of the fallout. When you swing and miss on one of the biggest trades in NFL history, and it turns into the worst trade in NFL history, yeah, people lose their jobs. They should have lost their jobs 2 years ago. The fallout should have already happened. We're just now catching up to it.
People call him the LeBron James of CBS Sports NFL analyst.
Is that it?
That's exactly what they call him. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns have cleaned house?
Kurt Heinrich of CBS Sports Analysis.
Luke Ridenour. More from you guys. Want to hear your thoughts on this. 216-474-0092. So we're trying to get the best defense of Andrew Berry and why he's still here. You're going to hear Jimmy Haslam's best defense. Some good, some not so good. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.